Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators. In today's video, I'm going to give you a chance to get some help from me one-on-one. If you watch the video to the end, I'll show you exactly how you can do that. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And today's restaurant operations tip is about project management, specifically overwhelm. Sometimes we struggle to finish a project, or someone on our team struggles to finish a project, because it feels too big, it feels overwhelming. I like to say that we end up going down these rabbit holes, right? Like in Alice in Wonderland, where we start on a project that doesn't feel too big, and then we start doing some research or we get going on one thing, then we realize, hey, I don't know how to do that because of this, and then that because of this, and et cetera, et cetera. And before you know it, 6 months later, you haven't even started on the original project because you've been so busy going down all these other rabbit holes. And sometimes what causes that is when a project just gets too big or it feels too big. So there's an expression in project management, which is how do you eat an elephant? And it's one bite at a time, right? Eating an entire elephant could be overwhelming, or elephant, I'm sorry. They're huge, but you just take one bite at a time. So one of the first things that I want you to do when you're working on a project that just isn't getting done is chunk down the project. Break it down to its smallest parts and pieces. Because I was just recently doing some project management with a client that has about 10 restaurants, and I'm working with the executive team over the next 3 months to get this project completed. And one of the members on their team just wasn't doing the work. And then every time I ask why they weren't doing it, they're saying they don't have time. So then we're looking at their schedule and I'm finding openings in their schedule all over the place, but they're just not getting it done. After a couple conversations, ultimately what I found out is that this person, the project was so big to them that even when they had a 1 hour opening in their schedule, they're like, well, I couldn't work on it then because I have so much to do. And so what I taught them how to do is to chunk it down, to take this huge project and break it into its smallest parts and pieces that are only about a half hour to an hour each particular project. And then you can start squeezing these little pieces in. And eventually when you get all these little pieces done, the project will be completed at the end. So really, all I wanted to share with you today is about chunking it down. Now, the example I want to give is, let's say you wanted to put together some build sheets in your restaurant, some speed sheets, as people call them, a kitchen build sheet where it has like a picture of the plate that you're serving, what plate it goes on, what the server description is, the menu description, if there's any kind of allergies, what ingredients are in it, the quick kitchen assembly instructions, what plate it goes on, right? One little sheet. If you're not exactly sure what I'm talking about, you can go to clickbacon.com or there'll be a link below this video to click, and you can actually get a free trial of the software where you can build your own build sheets using our sheet builder. But what I'm saying is, for most people, they look at their whole menu and they go, oh my gosh, there are so many items on my menu. This is such a big project, I'm never going to get it done. But if you break it down to its smallest parts and pieces, which the first part would be, well, make a list of all of the items that you need a build sheet for. Then maybe the next project can be create an Excel spreadsheet of all the different things that you need to complete each project. Like, you're going to need a picture of each plate. So then, once you've made the list and then you've made this Excel spreadsheet, the next task could be maybe take a picture of all the items on your menu. Then the next task could be get the pictures off of your phone and onto your computer, right? That's gonna take a little while. Then the next task might be to properly label all those pictures once they're on your computer. Then the next task might be to one at a time, each particular one. Maybe your goal is to just do one per day, right? If you could take 15 or 20 minutes and do one build sheet per day, well, in the next 4 to 6 weeks, you'll have them all done. But if you keep just putting in your head or in your schedule or when you go to sleep at night saying, I'm gonna work on build sheets tomorrow, that project is so big, you don't even know where to start and it becomes overwhelming. So chunk it down into its smallest parts and pieces and then get to work on it. Now, I promised you at the beginning of this video that I was going to help you one-on-one with these challenges or with a big project or with something. And actually, that's what I'm trying to say here is if there is a project or a task or a goal or something that you are struggling to accomplish, please be specific and put a comment below, either here on this page on my website or on YouTube or on Facebook or wherever you're seeing this. The best place would probably be to head over to Facebook and find this post if you're not there already and put the comment there so we can have this great interactive conversation. But anyways, give me some specifics. Tell me a project that you're working on or something that you're stuck on. I'll offer some advice and some feedback, and I'll give you the opportunity for us to get on the phone for maybe a quick 5 or 10 minute phone call where I can help work you through this project, help you chunk it down into its smallest parts and pieces so you can accomplish that goal and get this project done as quickly as possible. Now remember, please be as specific as possible. Make that comment long if you have to, but if it's just a one word sentence that says, I'm trying to lower my food cost and I can't, I'm not gonna be able to help you with that, right? The more specifics, the more details, the better I'll be able to help you. I hope you enjoyed this week's video, and I look forward to bringing you another one next week. This has been Ryan Gromfin with The Restaurant Boss, wishing you higher profits and more freedom. I'll see you next week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.